Yeah. Okay, I have extra sheets. Maybe just put them over here. Okay, Gemach HaSimah Tov, everyone. My name is Yaakov Glasser. It's nice to see everyone. It's nice to see everyone participating in such a beautiful Hislavos of learning in anticipation of Yom Kippur. And I hope you have found it inspirational. I'm sure you have, and I'm sure everyone has been incredibly substantive, and it's been transformational for all of us. I apologize. I'm going to move around a little bit. I actually developed a back problem recently, and I have an MRI tonight. So I'm trying to get through it. I sat with a doctor the whole time, and he did a whole exam, and he turns to me and he says, "Your diagnosis is you're 40. I said to him, "That's not a diagnosis." So he starts talking to me like I'm an adolescent. He's like, "You know, your body's going through some changes. You know, this piece is not attached to that piece, or the vertebrae, and this." I couldn't even know what he was saying. And he says to me, "At this point in your life, you need to start shifting your workout regimen from focusing on weightlifting to strengthening the core." So I said to him, "What part of me looks like I overdo it on weightlifting?" So he says to me, "Well, which..." This is like a very big, buff, a guy from Houston, tan, with wavy long hair. Like, I don't know why he's a doctor. When I was a kid, doctors were dorky, nerdy, smart people. Now they're like these big, huge, like, whatever. I guess those people are making money now. So so he says to me, "Which muscle groups do you work out?" I said, "You know, the chewy muscles. Those are this muscle, the triceratops over here. You know, that muscle." But these guys have momish, like, they're holding. So he sends you for physical therapy, where you work with this guy named Tim, who's not so bright, but knows all the names of the muscles and what they do and how they connect. And I think he makes a lot of them up, but it hurts. And they tell you that's good for you. So that's the field of medicine. That's why I became a rabbi. Because everything is wonderful. So anyways, I apologize. I'm a little bit not myself, but Amir Tzashem, we'll get through it together and everything will be wonderful. What I want to talk about is the experience of the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. We know that the Kohen Gadol would approach Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The Avodas Yom HaKippurim had five stages. Some of those stages, like the initial stage of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, involved service in the Beis HaMikdash that was done all the time. A Korban Atamid. Some of them involved Korban Musafim, Mesachim, dealing with the menorah, the Dishan HaMizbeach. And then, of course, some components were unique to Yom HaKippur, the Avodah of Yom HaKippur. In between each of these stages of the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol would involve himself in a Tevilah, right? And he would also involve himself in a special Rechitza before changing his clothes. Sometimes we had what was called an Avodas Pnim. Avodas Pnim refers to Yom Kippur Dik Avodos. That was done in the Big Day Lavan. And then we had Avodas Chutz, which were Avodos that were more generic to the day. And those Avodos were done in Big Day Zav. Anytime the Kohen changed from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, or Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, he went to Mikvah, right? Something we're all going to do tomorrow morning, which hopefully we'll forget by tomorrow afternoon. Such an experience. And he also does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raklayim. He washes his hands in between changing of these Bigot. So what I'd like to explore together for a few minutes is some unique aspects of this Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So let's begin. Everyone have a packet? We're good to go? Beautiful. Source number two, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So the Psukim in Vayikra spell out the unique Avodah in the Mikdash of the Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim. And the Torah tells us in Pasuk Gimel, Bizos Yavo Aharon, that in order to conduct the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Aharon HaKohen, or one of his descendants, a Kohen Gadol, was clearly a central member of this caste in effectuating the Avodah and the Kapara for Yom HaKippur. Aharon HaKohen, serving as the Kohen Gadol, is the primary conduit between the Jewish people and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He is the iconic depiction of service of the Mikdash. Aharon HaKohen is the one that coalesces all of the Kedusha of the Mikdash, of the Mishkan, channels it between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maharal in his Derech Chaim comments that it's interesting that the Mishnah in Avos depicts the characteristics of Aaron as an Oev Shalom, a Rodev Shalom, an Oev Esabrios, Mekarvin LaTorah, one would expect that somebody who spends so much time in a concentrated spiritual environment relative mostly to Ben Adam LaMokom would feature more descriptions of piety that relate to Ben Adam LaMokom. Aaron HaKohen should be the primary Yorei Hashem. Aaron HaKohen should be the full expression of Tefillah. Says the Maharal, if you want to represent the Jewish people, you have to embody the Jewish people. And so therefore, Aaron HaKohen, in order to serve as that singular representative that coalesced all of the dreams and ambitions and avodos of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of the Jewish people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aaron HaKohen had to embody that Jewish people. And that's something that we think about often when we think about leaders of Am Yisrael as they represent Am Yisrael. What leadership means in the context of Yadus is an individual who doesn't just represent people in their stature relative to their own Avodas Hashem, but is someone who can appreciate and internalize the nuances and the different characteristics of all of Am Yisrael, the diversity of Am Yisrael. And that's why our Avram Avinu is an individual of Chesed. He's the foundation of Klal Yisrael. This is Aaron Vizos Yavo Aaron. And the Psukim go on to depict exactly what the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, how it would proceed. Some of the Tevilos were explicit in the Psukim. Some of them are a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But the Psukim basically lay out the Avodah that we're all familiar with. The Karbonos, the Hagrola, the Avodah Bifnim, the Avodah Nekodesh HaKadoshim, the experience of the Ketores. All of these different components are depicted in the Psukim in Vayit. If you turn to source number 3, in the Psukim in Bamidbar, where the Torah begins to address Yom Kippur as its own Mikra Kodesh, V'etz L'Chodesh Ashvi Azeh Mikra Kodesh, be crafted Ola La Hashem Reach Michok Parvin Bakar Ayo Echod Kvasim Veneshinot Mimim Tmimim Yulachem and Chasam. These are more generic korbanos related to the Kedusha Sayom of Yom HaKippur. They're not unique to the Avoda in the Mikdash itself. And if you notice, in the context of the Psukim in Bamidbar, we do not feature Aaron HaKohen specifically. So the Gemara asks in Maseches Yuma, the Gemara has a discussion, which Avodos and Yom HaKippurim necessitate a Kohen Gadol. We know that the Kohen Gadol is the central figure in the Beis HaMikdash in general, and specifically on Yom HaKippur. Says the Gemara, Kol Avodos Yom HaKippurim Einon Ksheros Elobo. Right? There are many Kohanim, there are Mishmaros of Kohanim that are involved in running the Mishkan, running the Mikdash, the day-to-day korbanos ni avodos ayom, says the Gemara, all of the avodos of Yom HaKippurim einon ksheros elobo, are not kosher unless they are fulfilled through the Kohen Gadol. And the question is, what is the scope of that requirement? Is everything that goes on in the Mikdash, the entire span of the Yom Kippur experience, required for its substantiation as a legitimate avodah that day, the presence and engagement of the Kohen Gadol, or is the Kohen Gadol necessary only for more specific and narrow components of the Avodah? So let's explore this for a moment in the Rishon. The Gemara introduces the Maseches Yuma, the Mishnah really, Shivas Yomim, Kodim Yom HaKippur, Mafrishi Kohen Gadol, Mibeso Lelishkas Parech. It's all familiar with this Mishnah. 7 days before Yom Kippur, we sequester the Kohen Gadol, and we isolate him in this Lishkas Parhedra. We take him away from everybody else in the world, right? Imagine if we did this today with rabbis and cantors, 7 days before Yom Kippur. We lock them all up. Imagine how long the drushes would be, right? So that's the story. We separate them from everyone, and we prepare a spare kohen, unless there's a psul. We even might, according to some shittas, prepare a spare wife. You can imagine that conversation at home, right? Honey, let's go on the Wayu Connect site and see what, you know, a little modern, a little orthodox, right? Picking, right? Kohen Gadol light, whatever. I don't know how you guys choose your wives. It's beyond me. But the Mishnah says, we sequester the Kohen Gadol. Rashi says on this Mishnah, Shivis Yamim Kodim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishi Kohen Gadol Shekol Avodas Yom HaKippurim Eino Kshera Elabo. Because all the Avodas of Yom HaKippurim has to be done by him. Kediyalif Bahorios, the Perek Basra. So, if you look through and go so much into it, look at the Cheshek Shlomo. This Rashi is a little challenging because the Gemara itself in Horios does not seem to project this fundamental idea, and the Cheshek Shlomo suggests that maybe Rashi meant to quote a Yerushalmi, but this seems to be the position of Rashi. The Ritva, in source number 7, introduces his Shita in the name of Ubishem Rabbeinu Hagadol, in the name of our great Rabbi, which, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, in source number 8, Kosef HaRitva, the Perakam of the Yuma, Bishem HaRamba. Now the Kesef Mishnah's interpretation of the Ritva is that he was quoting this din in the name of the Rambam. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, Omar li, Shahaya Sober, Dimidol Raisa, Ein Chova Bekoin Gadol, Ela Be'avodas Hayom Mamish. Your obligation to engage specifically the Kohen Gadol only exists relative to the Avodas Hayom itself, the things that are unique to Yom HaKippur. About Tmidin Va'avodos Shokol Yom Va'yom. But all of the other Avodos of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Tmidin, the Avodos of day to day, Ksheros Afilu B'Kohen Hed, are kosher even if they're done by a Kohen Edyet. Ela Dimitzvahs B'Kohen Gadol Tfei. It's a greater mitzvah to do it with the Kohen Gadol. The Rabbanon Shavu Chovu B'Kohen Gadol after Tmidim. And the Rabbanon, they want him to do the Korban Atomid. And if you look at the bottom, the Hik of the Kohen Gadol Cholosh, let's say you have a Kohen Gadol that's not feeling well, it's a lot of responsibility to carry on his shoulders, and he's not feeling well, Osen Avodas Tmidim after Kohen Hedim. So you could already do some of the pieces with the Kohen Hedim. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes this Shita in the name of the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, source number 10, the Rambam says explicitly, Avodas kol chamesh esrei behemos elu, this is in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, that the avoda of all 15 animals for the entire day, hikrivim b'yom zeh, eina ela b'kohen gadol bilvad, has to be done specifically by the Kohen Gadol. Echad Kohen HaMashiach b'shem en HaMishcha, or HaMeruba b'gadim, it doesn't matter how that Kohen Gadol was endowed with his stature, with his significance as the Kohen Gadol, but it requires a Kohen Gadol. V'im ha'isa Shabbos, and if Yom Kippur coincided with Shabbos, which I believe it does next year, v'im ha'isa Shabbos, af Musaf Shabbos, even the Musaf of Shabbos, which is a unique avoda that's not even generic to the day, that's been, you know, overshadowed by Yom HaKippurim, but an additional layer of Kedushas Hayom, the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, that even Shabbos, ein makriv oso ela kohen gadol. V'chein shar avodos shel yom. So to all the other avodos of the day. Kegon haktoras haktoras, not the ketoras that is in the Kodesh HaKdosh, the regular ketoras, the avodos hayom of the ketoras, shel kol yom v'hatovas haneros, and the Hatovas Aneros, which for the Rambam is essentially, according to Reb Chaim at least, is essentially the mitzvah of the menorah. The mitzvah of the menorah is, right, Madliku Meitiv the Aneros. Reb Chaim writes that the Hadlaka is not actually the mitzvah in terms of the menorah, it's the Hatova. That's why the Rambam holds that you can move the menorah outside the Mikdash and allow a Zohar to light to do the actual kindling. Rambam has this very interesting shita that a menorah is kosher bazaar. So Reb Chaim says, how is that possible? First of all, it creates all sorts of questions about hanachos and mitzvah. But he says, how is that possible? Because the mitzvah is really hatava. Okay, all of this has to be done by a Kohen Gadol. Hakol osui the Kohen Gadol, nasui, he has to be married, shenema b'chiper v'ado, uva'ad beiso, beiso zo ishta. So it's pretty clear that the Ritva is not quoting the Rambam, because the Rambam says explicitly that all of the Avodah of the day has to be conducted by the Kohen Gadol. And so the Ha'oris and the Ritva point out that the Ritva is probably channeling the Shita of his Rebbe's Rebbe, which is the Ramban. Ritva's Rebbe was the Rashba, the Rashba's Rebbe is the Ramban. And the Ritva, we have this Machlokas. This Machlokas between the Ritva and the Rambam. The Ritva being of the opinion that only the Avodahs that are unique to Yom Kippur have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, and the Rambam of the opinion that all of the avoda have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So here we introduce an interesting question, and that is, we know that in the running of the Mikdash, day to day, how did they decide, how did they select which Kohanim would have which role. So there was something called the pious. The pious was essentially a lottery. It was a Mishnaic version of Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Mamish, or Moy, right? Completely. The Mishnah tells us, a pious Asheni, what would happen? The Kohen Gadol, or the Mimuna would come in, he would ask somebody to pick a number, a random number, everybody would gather in a circle, everyone would put out either one finger or two fingers, and you go one, two, three, right? I'm sure there was always some schnook who did rock, right? I don't know, right? One, two, three, everybody's got their fingers in the middle, he would count them all based on that number, land on that guy, he would offer the Karban Atamid, another count, like he would do the Trumas Hadeshen, another count would do the Karban Atamid. This was called the pious. This is how we allocated avodos in the Mikdash to particular Kohanim. Everybody wanted to do the avoda. Everyone wanted to do a part of the avoda. So how would you decide? It was all decided based on lottery. So if you look at source number 13, you'll recognize from your machzer, the part that you concentrate on very, very much, the avoda, right? Especially if your machzer has English also. So it's only half the amount of pages. So I'm sure I shared this with you, I once met the editor of Art Scroll, because we honored him at a dinner when I was working for NCSY, and I tried to pitch him that he should publish a machzer that counts the pages backwards, because no one cares that we're on 323, but imagine you open the machzer and it says 221, and that's how many pages are left, you know? That's what most people in the shul are looking for, but not anymore, because we're all inspired. So, you're all inspired. So the machzer says, so you're reading through the avoda, and you're reading through the piyutim, and you're really into it, right? Because you're not spending your whole time through the piyutim arranging your paper towel, which is a major part of avodas Yom HaKippurim. Exactly where it's going to go. Is it where my knee hits the thing? Is it where my head hits the thing? Maybe I should have had two paper towels. Do I fold it out? Do I leave it folded up? It's a white one. It's a brown one. What is he doing? He has one from Eichler's that was before, he's using a matzah cover, whatever it is, right? Everybody's, right? You're not focused on that. You're very focused on the avoda. You're reading through the piyutim, and you see, in the second paragraph, it says, Ol tzitron deshin kepayis rishon, yifaitz ledish panimi, umenorek, if kitaris payis chadashim yishashul, you see, the piyutim start discussing the payis of the day, that they would do these lotteries. So the Baal HaMor, right, the Baal HaMor, who's living in the 12th century, is reading these piyutim, right? And he's doing what everybody's doing when they're reading the piyutim, right? He's reading the piyutim, but he's also learning a little bit, and he's learning the Baal HaMor, right? And he looks at these piyutim, and he says the following. Look at source number 12. The Hevi Yodea ki Baal HaKrolos Shechnisu B'Piyuteyem V'Seidu Avodas Hayom Arbo HaPaisos To'u Kulon V'Mishnah Sein. The people who put these piyutim together, not only did they make davening longer, thank God, right? But they misinterpreted this entire Mishnah. After all, v'lo imenu ki apaisos achashuvim b'mishnah seinu, that the piyos that is mentioned in our Mishnah, l'sharyimos hashom, is talking about the rest of the year. V'lo b'yom ha-kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, everything has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, following the opinion of the Rambam, right? Everything has to be done in Kohen Gadol. So why are the Piyutim discussing the lottery? Why are the Piyutim discussing? What are you giving out? Everything has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So the Ramban, he quotes this Baal HaMor, and he writes the following. Omer HaKosei, Gam Be'ena Yifle. This is also, I'm also mystified by this. Aval, but I wouldn't go so far as the Baal HaMor, aval af b'seder avodas hababli asher mimei raboseinu kosev bo paisus. But we've had manuscripts and versions of the seder ha'avoda that include these paisus, v'chein b'divrei ha'payit ha'rishon Rabbi Elazar ben Kavalier. Even in the piyutim of Rabbi Elazar ben Kalir, we're not exactly sure who Rabbi Elazar ben Kalir was. Some opinions think he might have even been a Tana. So, he's very early. So, this is not a new innovation. This is not like a 12th century, exciting new approach. You know, this is something that's been around for hundreds of years. So who are you, Baal HaMor, to start doubting this? in the Kromos of the Gaon, in the Chachmei Yeshivos, the Chaim Rabbeinu Sora. Even the Svardim are doing this. Achronim Zecher Kulam Livracha. The Efshar, says the Rabban, it's impossible. She told Kol Rabboseinu Vavoseinu that everybody made a mistake. Ulebal Hamor Hazeh Livado Nosna Chokma Ve'ein Lizorim Ito. And you're the only one that figured this out. You do Mishnah Yomi and you got this down. Everybody else messed this up, and it wasn't until you, the Baal of Rishonim, this is Rishonim trash talk. This is my Mishnah, right? This is serious. This is a serious assault, right? You're the first one to notice this. It doesn't make any sense. If this is in the Piyutim, you're telling me Rabbi Elazar ben Kalir didn't know Mishnayos? He didn't know that the Paisos are not Yom Yom Kippur because of this Shita, that everything has to be done by the Kohen Gadol? Doesn't make any sense. So the Ramban suggests somewhat of a variation on the Shita of the Rambam. And the Ramban says, in Asati Lidrosh, the loss of Hech Shanu Zeh Perak Beseder Yumashu Amor Ala Seder Vachab Zeh Perak Imbo Dover Meseder Ayon Klal. Is it possible that all of a sudden in the middle of Meseches Yuma, which is all about Yom Kippur, pump, something stuck in that has nothing to do with Yom Kippur and doesn't apply to Yom Kippur? The old Eich Shanu also Sosom Vlo Pirish Advarim Omer Bishar Yom Chutzman Yom Kippurim, and the Mishnah wouldn't elucidate that this is specifically applicable to every day and not Yom Kippur. Ulefichach nirali ki yesham paisos la'olam. Says the Ramban, there were paisos. Va'afilu b'yom ha'kippurim, even on Yom ha'kippurim. Ve'heim shenuyos mishnasenu, ve'echtov ha'inyim b'kan, sh'av ha'pi she'enu m'derech, ein sabek sh'apayet ha'rishon o'truma sadeshin, ovu kosher kodim chatzos, enu avodis Yom ha'kippurim. And then the Ramban goes on to describe how each one of the paisos that are mentioned in the Mishnah had some applicability to the world of Avodas Yom HaKippur. That they did a pious for the Trumas HaDeshen, because that Avodah begins before the daytime, so maybe a Kohen could do that Avodah. Once it became daytime, the Avodah could only be done with the Kohen Gadol. Things that were done at night, things that were kosher to be done at night, things that could have been left over for later, and the Ramban goes through a whole bunch of different possibilities. What's the Shita of Rambam? That's a big machlokas achronim. Whether or not the Rambam would agree, the Rambam said clearly all the avoda has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. He doesn't mention the Dishan HaMizbeach. He only mentions the cleaning out of the menorah, and that's a machlokas achronim. Whether or not the Rambam might have held it in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's required. The Nesach Itzon maybe not required. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. There's a discussion. But fundamentally, we have a machlokas. Do all of the avoda require a Kohen Gadol, or do we bifurcate the experience, and that aspect of the avoda that is unique to Yom HaKippurim requires a Kohen Gadol? Everything else could be done by a Kohen Heviot. Then we could learn the Mishnayos and Yuma Pashat Pshat. Then we could understand everything as it is. Rav Soloveitchik, in his Avodas Yom HaKippurim, in his comments on Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he questions this Shita Sarab. He asks, to me, the approach of the Ritva is much more intuitive. After all, brings up the Rav, number one, why should it require a Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol's job is to effectuate Kapara through the medium of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So the component that's unique to Yom HaKippurim, that's Kohen Gadol territory. The parts that are not unique to Yom HaKippurim, why shouldn't that be applicable? The Mishnayos seem to compel us that way. The Piyutim seem to compel us that way. And, as the Rav, the Psukim seem to compel us in that direction. Because the Psukim only mention Aaron in the context of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. They don't mention Aaron HaKohen in any other context. So the Rav asks, I don't understand this Shita Sarambam. Why is it that the entire experience of Yom HaKippurim requires a Kohen Gadol? So I want to share with you two approaches. One approach is based on a comment by Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Dibros Moshe. They say that Rav Moshe held that the Dibros Moshe was really his greater work. And he thought that he really put his kochos into the Dibros Moshe, but they didn't catch on with the same popularity in Yeshivo says did the Igros Moshe. Now everybody learns Igros Moshe. So one of the reasons is they're very hard. They're very hard to understand. They're also very, very long. Right? We like achronim that are like give me a good paragraph with the Chakira and then let's go get a Snapple. You know what I mean? Like that's the lumdis we like, right? A nice, you know, clean napkamina and we're done. Rav Moshe's pages and pages, he's sitting in Russia with nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? He's mamish pages and pages and pages back and forth and back and forth and Tulsasin and Yavamas and this and so who has the patience for that? But if you go to any yeshiva in the world, every yeshiva in the world has the Dibris Moshe on the shelf. And every yeshiva in the world has the Igris Moshe on the shelf. The Igris Moshe looks like it's been used 5,000 times, except for Kosher Mishpohans, right? And the Dibris Moshe, right, looks like you got it for your bar mitzvah. You know what I mean? It's like, even though the gold lettering's there, right? So it's nice every once in a while to pull a Dibris Moshe. It's nice. A unique family connection. Anyway, actually, Rav Moshe Feinstein's great-grandson was our Baal Tefillah for Yom Noraim and our Shul. So, here we go. So, Rav Moshe makes the following Chakira about Avodas Hayom, about the Korban HaTomim. This is very relevant to our general Avodas Hashem. He writes the following, V'anachon l'ani asayti dini b'chiyu v'atmidim v'shara Avodos hu chiyu b'chol yom yesh l'farsh b'shnei drachim. You could look at the chiyu of Korban HaTomim in two ways. Number one, the mitzvah satzmidim u mitzvah achas al kol hayomim, the tzarech la'avi shnei timid. One way to look at the korban hatamid is there's a mitzvah to bring a korban hatamid daily. And the link between that korban and the particular day is ancillary, it's coincidental. For example, you have a mitzvah to put on tefillin every morning, every day. Is that a special mitzvah today on Monday? Today's Monday? There's not a special mitzvah on Monday to put on tefillin. There's a mitzvah to put on tefillin every day. Every time there's a new day, there's a new mitzvah. Same thing with the Korban HaTomid. There's a mitzvah each and every day to bring a Korban HaTomid. It's a new day. It's a new mitzvah. But that, the chiyuv is generated by the Korban HaTomid itself. Says Rav Moshe, the other perspective, the other way to look at it, beis, shu mitzvah miyuchedes l'chol yom v'yom bifnei atzmo. The Yom Rishon u mitzvah shel Yom Rishon, v'tzomet shel Yom Sheni u mitzvah shel Yom Sheni, v'chein l'chol hayom. That no, the Korban HaTomid is not this generic obligation that simply restarts itself with daybreak of every day. Each individual Yom generates its own obligation of a Korban HaTomid. There is a dimension of Kedushas Hayom to today, to Monday. The same way Shabbos generates an obligation of a Korban Musaf. The day of Monday, the day of today, the opportunities that exist that are embedded within today generate their own obligation of the Korban HaTomid. It's rooted, it's anchored in the identity of the Yom. The Yom is not tangential to it, the Yom is the source of it. So one could suggest that these two different perspectives on the Korban HaTomid would impact our conversation, because if the mitzvah of the Korban HaTomid is coincidental to the day, then it has nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. It has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. The Korban HaTomid and Yom Kippur is no different than the Korban HaTomid the day after Yom Kippur or the day before Yom Kippur. So today happens to be Yom Kippur. That's irrelevant. And so is the Kohen Gadol. But if the day itself is what produces the experience, the obligation of the Talmid, then it is possible that through the transformation of the identity of Wednesday into Yom HaKippurim, that Kedushas Hayom generates a Korban HaTomid Shel Yom HaKippurim. And the Korban HaTomid Shel Yom HaKippurim, that might now need the Kohen Gadol. That might become part of the larger picture of the world of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Rav Soloveitchik approaches this in a little bit of a different way. He writes that we know there's an obligation, the Mishnah Yuma tells us, that the Avoda has to be done Keseder. It has to be done in order. Says the Rambam in source 17, it has to be done in order. So the Rav explains the following. The Rambam says, Kol avodos she'ovod b'bigdei lavan, all of the avodos of bigdei lavan, which are the avodos of the Yom HaKippurim, right? That's the avodos b'pnim. Ve'heichal, tzarech la'soson ala seder. Has to be done ala seder. In hikdim bayim maisa l'chavero, lo osa klum. There are mishnayis about this. You have to start over. Says the Rav, look at source 18. The Anira Diyeshli is stopping. Im avodos shokoyom vayom me'achvim b'seder avodos yom ha'kippur. So Soloveitchik says, hey, if everything has to be done in a certain order, and we know that when you look through the avoda of the day, some elements are generic de avodos of avodos ayom, and some are unique to Yom HaKippurim. What happens if the progression of the internal Yom HaKippurim is in order, but you pull one of the avodos hayoms out of order? What's the din? So dehein on the masha seder me'akev dim hikdi ma'is lachaver lo aso klum zehu rat be'avodas anasem b'fim b'big day lovitz. It's medayek in the Rambam that the obligation of Kisidron only exists in the context of the avoda that's unique to avodas Yom HaKippur. Mikol makom yesh lo dun de'af didin kedimo ve'ichur ein ma'akev b'hu. Even though the din of what's first and what's second are not me'akev, about etzem kiyum shar avodos b'yom HaKippurim miyom me'akev b'avodos hayom. It may be true that the order is not me'akev, but the presence of the avoda is me'akev. If you skip the korban atamid, you cannot satisfy the avodas hayom of Yom HaKippurim. Dochazim chamesh tvilos v'asor kedushin tovu kol yodim mekadosh bo v'yom, because the tvilos and the kedushos, all of these things coalesce the avoda of the day into one unitary experience. So says the Rav something very beautiful, that even though they are not me'akev in terms of Kisidron, they're part of the Seder of Avodas Hayom. And that's how the Rav explains on the next page, Miata Zeu Shita Saramba. Ulahachi Lishitaso Kol Avodas Chamesh Esrei Ve'emos in Ekshera Ve'koin Gadol. He explains that's how we understand the Shita Saramba, that everything requires a Kohen Gadol because everything is part of the Avodas Hayom. So we have an extraordinary conceptualization here, where we have a day, and we have a figure called the Kohen Gadol, and he has things to do on that day that are unique avodas Yom HaKippurim experiences, and he has things to do on that day that are generic daily avodas Hayom experiences, and through his leadership, through his engagement, through his avoda, all of these things are brought together. The avodas Hayom becomes part of the avodas Yom HaKippurim. What we want to suggest is that that notion is at the heart of what the entire experience of Yom HaKippurim is all about. We like to relate to Yom HaKippurim as this encapsulated, intensified spiritual experience. Somehow we're like malachim, we're like angels, we become divorced from the world, we're living another life experience, we're totally disconnected from reality, we're sailing in the worlds of Eben, we're completely in Shemayim, we're in Jebaruch Shem, Kibol Machusoli Alam Ba'et, the Ketores is going up to Shemayim, I mean, everything is just in another world. And that is the world of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But that is not the purpose of Yom Kippur. The purpose of Yom Kippur is to take the world of Avodas Hayom and bring it in to the world of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The purpose of Yom Kippur is to take the daily and generic and normative components of the Avodah the Beis HaMikdash, cleaning the schmutz off the menorah, cleaning the schmutz off of the Mizbeach, doing the things that we just do day to day, and to integrate that into the world of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And that's why the Rambam's Shita is that everything has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Everything has to be done by the Kohen Gadol because it is through the personality of the Kohen Gadol that the Avodas Hayom becomes part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The goal of Yom Kippur is not to disconnect yourself from reality. The goal of Yom Kippur is to take reality and bring it in to the context of Kedusha, to the context of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and create a unified and create a harmonious existence where one's ideals and one's reality coexist together. And this manifests itself in many examples in the experience of Yom HaKippurim, and this speaks to our own challenges in our own Avodas Hashem in our lives day to day. Because this is what we struggle with. Our lives are divided between moments of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, moments that represent and embody our aspirations, our dreams, our goals, our big moments, our inspiration, our really achieving like apex of our growth in every those moments, and then there's the day-to-day. There's waking up in the morning for a regular shacharis, for a regular korban atamid. There's the dishon hamizbeach, there's clearing up the schmutz that builds when you deal with life in a context of kedusha. There's facing the day-to-day challenges and life experiences that don't seem to be saturated with the sense of idealism. The goal of Yom HaKippurim is to bring the Avodas Hayom into the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. To bring the mundane day-to-day struggles of life into the realm of the idealism that we strive for. To not live with those two dimensions of our life experience independent of each other. And if you look, just to give you a few examples, look at source 22. Rav Zevin in his Moadim Uzmanim. So he talks about the five times that the Kohen Gadol would go through these tevilos. Chamesh pamim ha'yah Kohen ha'gadol machlif ma'avodos pnim la'avodos chutz mechutz l'pnim u'mishanu b'gdei zov b'gdei lovan. We love and l'zov. V'chok ha'lim v'toyim tevilu v'shnei kiddushim. Like we said, when the Kohen Gadol would go from the b'gdei lovan to the b'gdei zov, the b'gdei zov to the b'gdei lovan, he would undergo a tevila, and there would be a kiddusha, there would be a washing, a rechitza of his body. Says Rav Zevin, V'adavar l'chori yipalit, this is a big wonderment. Kishemishanem izahav l'lovan michutz lipnin. When you move from the big day zahav, which are worn doing the avodas hayom, to the big day lavan, which are worn when doing the avodas apnim, the special avodas yom hakippurim. So hadavar mulan jitzarech tvilo v'kiddushim. I understand why you need tefillah and kiddushim. After all, you're ascending in kiddushim. You're starting in big day zahav. You're about to walk into the kodesh hakdashim. You have to go to mikvah. You have to wash your hands. You have to wash your feet. You have to prepare yourself to be ole b'kiddusha. But lifnai v'lifnim l'kodesh hakdashim al kishim mishane mipnim lachutz milavon lizahav. But when you leave the Makom Kadosh and you allow yourself to go down in a stage of Kedusha, you change the clothing from Lavan to Zahav, back to the uniform of the everyday Avodah of the Mikdosh, Harihu Yorei Mikdushasa. You're being Yorei from the Kedusha. So why are you going to Mikvah? We go to Mikvah when we want to be Ole L'Kedusha. Tomorrow morning we want to all prepare ourselves for Yom Kippur. So we go to mikvah. Who goes to mikvah after Yom Kippur? You don't go to mikvah after Yom Kippur, right? You know, Yom Kippur's over. We're going to go back to regular life. Let's go to mikvah. We go to mikvah. We want to be Ola Bikdush. So he says, Olam Atzarech Tvilo. Hari Kol Tvilo Tosefes Taro. So he writes, no. Aval Shim Kol HaKdusha HaGdolo Shalifnai V'lifnim Nechina Acheres. Yesh Tosefes Kedusha Davka Ba'avodas Achutz. Tidavka kishenimtsa bachutz v'gam sham mamshich hakedusha elyona shakodesh hakdoshim arizu ribusa v'chashivus yeseva v'lachein tzarech gam kan tefila v'kiddushim. He says, no, because you have the whole goal of Yom Kippur backwards. You think the goal of Yom Kippur is to go up. You think the only goal of Yom Kippur is to climb the mountain to this spiritual height, and you reach there and you've reached the top. That's not the goal of Yom Kippur. The goal of Yom Kippur is to take the kiddusha from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and pull it back into the Kodesh. Pull it back into the Avodas Hayom. So the Tefillah is done because there is a dimension of sanctity. When one goes from the higher levels of Kedusha to the lower levels of Kedusha, that also necessitates a Tefillah. That also necessitates a preparation and an elevation. Because that is the point of Yom HaKippurim. To be able to extract from the world of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim into the world of the Avodas Hayom. And that's why, if you look at source 23, it's fascinating that we have a concept called Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif. You want to bring in Shabbos early, you want to bring in, take Shabbos a little later, right? You want to add on to Yontif. We have a concept of Tosefta Shabbos. What is the source of Tosefta Shabbos, says the Gemara? The source is the Psukim, Yenisim Snashasecha B'tisha L'chodesh, Yachol Akhil V'yisana B'tisha. Sounds in the Psukim like we start fasting tonight. Says the Gemara, Tamalom or Be'erev. No, at the night of B'tisha. See, Be'erev Yachol Mishitich HaSheikh. So that sounds like tomorrow night. So Tamalom or B'tisha. So tomorrow night's already the 10th. So what about, where's the Tisha? So says the Gemara, Ketzen Makhul Misanam Ibod Yom. We add on to Yom HaKippur. Mikan Shemosif V'nachol Al HaKodesh. The whole source of the concept of Tosefes Kedusha comes from Yom HaKippurim. Because Yom HaKippurim is not about living in Yom HaKippurim. It's about the ability to take the experience of Yom HaKippurim and expand it into the world of Avodas Hayom, into the world of Chol. If you could take the idealism and shift it and layer it into the day-to-day challenges that we face, into the day-to-day life experiences that we face, that is the avodah of Yom HaKippurim. And there are a number of examples in the context of Yom HaKippurim itself that manifest this idea. For example, look at Source 24. Put a little corporate sponsorship, CJF there, right? Source number 24, that the on Yom HaKippurim, what would happen? So they would, it's a day of Simcha, like no other day, Tu B'Av and Yom HaKippurim, but everybody would borrow clothing. I don't know why that's a chiddush. I have three daughters. That goes on all day, right? Kol akelim tuun. Then the minute is to fight about, right? Kol akelim tuun in tvila. Ubenos yushalayim yotzos v'cholos v'kramim umel yu omrim omros. They would say, right? This is what we would do. If you could just imagine this being set up today, okay? Imagine you're in yeshiva for Yom Kippur, right? And they announce, we're going to take a break now. We have a bunch of girls outside. They're all set up. None of them look good, or whatever. They all look borrowed clothing. If everyone could just line up, and we could try to make some shidduchim, then we'll go back into daven, right? That would probably be the last Yom Kippur in this yeshiva, right? Right? No, you can't even imagine such a thing going on, right? This is why Yom Kippur was, right? Apparently this is a good idea. See? People are going to say this came from the CJF. That's what people are going to say. Yes. It was outvoted. So the... Right? It would... A lot more guys would stay for Yom Kippur. Right? That would be good. Right? So the... So... What's shot? You having Shabbos walks in the middle of Yom Kippurim? What is going on here? Like, everybody's just... That... Like, what does that mean? You could have mixers in the middle of Yom Kippurim? The answer is... That the goal of Yom HaKippurim was not to isolate everyone into this magical zone of spirituality completely disconnected from everyday life. That the notion of building your family, of building your future, of establishing relationships, of family, of the day-to-day challenges that we face, that's part of the Yom Kippur experience. Bringing that world into the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's fascinating because Yom Kippur is the ultimate tainus. And we know that on every tainus we read the psukim of Vayichal, right? Yet on Yom Kippur, when we read the Hashem Hashem Kerach Mekanon, how many times we exchange the Kriyas HaTorah of Vayichal to the Kriyas HaTorah of Arayos. Also very surprising, right? You show up for Mincha and you're ready to hear something inspirational. Maybe if you want to kick it out, maybe it's Yis Mitzrayim, maybe Kabbalah HaTorah, maybe the Luchos, I don't know, something that gets you going for the last half of Yom Kippur, and they're up there telling you, don't reveal this, and don't reveal that, and there's a Arayos, 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 who needs this on Yom Kippur afternoon? And the answer is, because that's real life. Real life is temptation. Real life is the challenges of maintaining Kedusha in a real world. That's what the Gedarim of Arayos are about. The expectations that we have to live a life of sanctity in a world that is saturated with a complete, without any boundaries whatsoever, to create those gedarim. That is part of, yes, that's part of Yom Kippur. What our online experiences, what our general Shmiras Einayim experiences, what our interactions are like, how we deal with the temptations of day to day, that lands right smack in the middle of Yom HaKippur. That's our Korban Atame. That's our day-to-day. That's the thing we struggle with each and every day. If you turn, because we're running out of time here, so I'll share with you a couple more ha'aretz about this. Number one, look at source 32, and then we'll go back to 31. In source 32, so the Ramah writes that at the end of Yom HaKippurim, what do we do at the end of Yom HaKippurim? We'll come back to the other source. At the end of Yom HaKippurim, what do? The end of Yom HaKippurim. So the Ramah tells us we want to do a mitzvah. So if I was setting up, if I was writing the Shulchan Aruch, right? First of all, I'd make it shorter. But second of all, if I was writing the Shulchan Aruch, what would I do? I would pick like a really solid mitzvah, right? You want to go from Yom Kippur into something, I mean, I don't know, Shiluach HaKan, right? Everyone will get a Yom Kippur tree, right? And we'll have nests from Muncie that we all go and buy, and birds, and pick something juicy, pick something, pick a mitzvah that gets people going. Building a sukkah is not even a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. Maybe there's a bracha, maybe there's not a bracha. Building a sukkah is not a mitzvah. Building a sukkah is not, frankly, the most spiritual experience. I learned some very interesting words building a sukkah when I was younger, right? Building a sukkah is a fairly normative, mundane experience, right? You know, you get out there and you have the panels, they fit last year, they're not fitting this year. I told you not to make that one to that one. It's not fitting, I told you not to. Boom, now it fits. You know, this is building a sukkah. Everybody's yelling at each other, everybody's fighting with each other, right? And then when it's over, they're like, oh, what a beautiful sukkah. You know, go get the decorations. Oh, they're moldy, right? This is building a sukkah. I told you to take them down earlier last year, right? Building a sukkah is not like the most exciting mitzvah. Building a sukkah is real life. That's real life. Real life is that it's hard to do mitzvahs. Real life is the boards don't always fit together. Real life is the screw doesn't always go in the hole. Real life is that the schach doesn't always fit on top. Real life is sometimes you did leave the lights outside and they filled with rain and now everyone might get electrocuted and you should just calm down. Right? That's real life, honey. Right? That's real life. Right? Real life is building a sukkah. The goal of Yom HaKippurim is to take the experience of Yom HaKippurim and pull it into building. Can we build a sukkah differently? Because we just went through Yom HaKippurim. Can we approach the day-to-day experiences of life with a greater sense of idealism and ambition? When that alarm goes off in the morning, that's not an Avodas Yom HaKippurim moment. That is a Karban HaTamid moment. And the goal of Yom Kippur is to make that Karban HaTamid an Avodas Yom HaKippurim. That when that alarm goes off, you feel you're waking up for something spectacular, for something ambitious, for something amazing, for something incredible. I shared with my shul over Shabbos that this year we're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the conquest of the old city of Yerushalayim. And for those who've studied the history of this experience and listened to the tapes and read some of the books and the transcripts, we know that this was not something that was supposed to happen. They were preparing tens of thousands of kfarim for the Jewish people in 1967. No one imagined in their wildest dreams that this would culminate with recapturing the world of Har HaBayis. And the Jewish people lived with an Eretz Yisrael that didn't have a Yerushalayim. Jewish people lived with an Eretz Yisrael that had a Karban HaTamid, that had an Avodas Hayom, but it didn't have that crowning sense of glory and Kedusha that we all experience when we're able to approach the old city and walk down the steps to the Kotel, buy the red string, trip on the guy on the keyboard who we saw buying silver, and make our way to the steps of the Kotel. They didn't have that. That didn't exist. It didn't exist until the paratroopers went in and miraculously were able to recapture Har HaBayis. And the words that echoed throughout Jewish history were Har HaBayis b'yadeinu. That Har HaBayis, something that was unreachable, something that was ephemeral, something that was holy, something that was out of anyone's capacity to connect to imagine, to Har HaBayis b'yadeinu. It becomes in our hands. And that's the goal of Yom HaKippur. The goal of Yom HaKippurim is we all have a Har HaBayis in our life. We all have ideals and goals and missions and things we want to accomplish and extraordinary things we want to accomplish. But the alarm goes off and it's the Karban HaTamid and it's the day-to-day challenges that we face. Har HaBayis b'yadeinu. the ability to pull the experience of Harabayis into your yad, into your life, into your day-to-day experience, into the world of the Avodas Hayom. I want to close. There's a fascinating halacha. The halacha is that after Yom HaKippurim, we make Havdalah. And in order to make Havdalah on Yom Kippur, you need two things. You need a cup of wine, and you need a candle. Except that candle doesn't function the way a Havdalah candle normally functions, right? How does Havdalah usually work? I was an NCSY regional director for 15 years. Mm-hmm. For me, Havdalah is Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Okay? Havdalah is mamish. Like, at home, I tell a Holocaust story, and then I make Havdalah. I'm mamish. For me, there's nothing in the world like Havdalah. Okay? But Yom Kippur's over, and everyone's starving, and no one wants to hear, right? You want to get thrown out of a shul? Right? You get that going on Yom Kippur. Come out with a guitar, and right? We'll show you Havdalah. Right? So you're making Havdalah on Yom Kippur, and you need a flame. But the Shulchan Aruch tells us, the Gemara tells us, that the flame of Havdalah of Yom HaKippurim has to be what's called a Ner Sheshavas. That means that the flame cannot be lit at the end of Yom HaKippurim. The flame has to be lit before Yom Kippur. And that flame, you take that flame, and on that flame, you make Havdalah and Yom HaKippur. What's this halacha all about? Why can't you light a flame? Yom Kippur's over. We're all inspired. We're all ready to go. Let's play with matches, right? Let's get it going. Let's make Havdalah. Let's do it in an exciting and invigorating way. The answer is, this is the whole purpose of Yom Kippur. We don't want to make a fire after Yom Kippur. Our goal isn't to take the experience of Yom Kippur and create some brand new flame. Our goal is to take the flames that existed before Yom Kippur, when we were who we were on the 9th of Tishrei, where we had an Avodas Hayom, where we had all our challenges and difficulties and temptations and doubts and all of those different life experiences, light it then and pull that through Yom Kippur. And end Yom Kippur with the fire that we took from before Yom Kippur through Yom Kippur, because that becomes part of the Avodas Yom HaKippur. Because the goal is, we're all called Mamlechas Kohen. We're all a Kohen. Our goal as our own private Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim is to take the world of Avodas Hayom and make it part of the world of Yom HaKippurim. To take the fire that exists day to day, nurture it, cultivate it, invigorate it, and build it so that when Yom Kippur's over and we go out to build the Sukkah, that's the fire that's illuminating our world and inspiring our challenges in moving forward. Yiratzon, that we should all have the schos to daven well and to approach Yom HaKippurim with a sense of islavos and a sense of commitment and a sense of ambition, and that we should draw from the inspiration and spirituality of the day in order to perpetuate and propel our sense of idealism and commitment and learning and growth as we encounter the day-to-day challenges of our Avodas Hayom. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.